Byright in Splash, which was a great movie, by the way, or as Marcus Vindicus in The History of the World Part 1. Shecky Green, 98 years old today. So there you I know, right? And I thought it was bad talking about the Home Improvement kids being old. There we go. Chris just texted in. Thank you, Chris. Neil Diamond is married to Katie McNeil. For some reason, I was thinking Patricia Arquette. I don't know why, but thank you for clearing that up for me. I do appreciate it. See, this is good that we have listeners who can keep me on the straight and narrow because,
yeah, well,
again, sometimes
showbiz is a crazy world, so you never know. There's
point,
a lot of weird
like
stuff going on.
Somebody's linked to somebody else, and I don't know. It all gets very weird. But thank you very much, Chris. I do appreciate the text this morning. Now, remember, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, just text us 355-9970. Now, Angie also texted back in because we were talking about the Baraboo Mystery Weekend. She says that John Doe, being the killer, actually strangled Carrie Smatick on the steps of the courthouse square. So there you go.
Wow, things got dark this weekend in Baraboo, didn't they?
And this was supposed to be like a wedding or something. I do know that much about it. We weren't able to participate this year. We talked about it, but then Corey had so much going on. We've done the Baraboo Mystery Weekends before, and they are
it's
a whole lot of fun.
Whole lot of fun.
And they're already planning for 2025. So if you missed out this weekend, get ready for another fun weekend in 2025. Now, taking a look at this forecast right now, mostly cloudy today with a high near 61. Full sun as of right now. So maybe we'll get some clouds that roll back in a little bit. Could see a sprinkle or two later tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy down to 42. Partly cloudy 60 tomorrow, then 65 on Wednesday. Chris also texted back in to tell us that Patricia was actually married to Nicolas Cage. Yeah, maybe that's where I got confused because I know she's been
associated with
a lot of Hollywood celebrities over the years. But thank you. See, thank you for keeping me on the straight and narrow. I do appreciate these things. I read tabloid things when I'm standing in line at stores and then something comes in and I'll see something pass me on social media because you can only believe about an eighth of what you see on social media. And so sometimes I need to get it all straight in my head before I blurt it out.
Well, and if you look at some of those celebrities, they've been married probably 20 times to different people. It's insane.
It is. It is really, really crazy. So, no Patricia Arquette, no Neil Diamond together, although separately, I think they're both wonderful as well. So there we go. Right now, it is 45.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. AMCHealth.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at BaraboobBank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Counting down the hours until the solar eclipse later today. From Mexico up to through the U.S. into Canada, millions will be in the path of totality, including ABC's David Muir in Burlington, Vermont.
Even if you're not directly in that path of totality, which will be wider this time than what we've seen before, scientists say about 99% of Americans across this country will witness something today, whether it's a partial eclipse, even just a piece of what we're not going to see for another two decades.
As Gazans slowly trickle back into the city of Khan Yunis following Israel's announcement of a troop withdrawal there. Doctors Without Borders say rates of malnutrition throughout the territory are growing. Talks on a ceasefire continue in Egypt. The Vatican releasing a declaration today that says surrogacy and gender reassignment surgery are grave threats to human dignity, on par with euthanasia and abortion. South Carolina beat Iowa to complete its perfect women's NCAA basketball season Sunday. Tonight it's UConn and Purdue. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A housing development on Baraboo South Side has replaced condominiums with townhomes as part of its new traditional subdivision plan. The plan has gained approval by the Common Council after it was initially rejected. The restructured plan for Baraboo Bluffs Estates is for an 86-unit zero-lot line residential development, which means the 2- and 3-unit townhomes will be built near the edge of property lines along streets being built as part of the development. The amended plan was unanimously approved during the Common Council meeting on March 26th after it was initially rejected in a 5-4 vote on March 12th. Baraboo Bluffs Estate is located on Waldo Street near Hager Streets and Parkside Avenue. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Mostly cloudy today, although we may see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high 61 with wind southwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, a sprinkle or two this evening, otherwise partly cloudy, 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 60 by Wednesday, partly cloudy, 65. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
99.7.
Girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Girl,
Hall & Oates, there is Rich Girl, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 10 minutes after 8 now, a Monday morning, a gorgeous start to the day, and we're getting ready for a solar eclipse. Well, woo, maybe kind of a solar eclipse here in Wisconsin. Of course, the path of totality is much farther south of us, south into the east for sure. And then, of course, it extends into Texas and then mostly ends up in Maine. But here we are. We might see a little bit of the solar eclipse later today, Finn. And I think this is important stuff to talk about because today, with it being a solar eclipse, and Angie, who texted in, she's getting ready to head back to Indiana, you need to slow down and be extra careful on the roads today, especially before and after the eclipse. Now, interestingly, a study found that there was a brief but significant 31% jump in accidents surrounding the big eclipse in 2017. That translates to an extra crash every 25 minutes and one additional fatality every 95 minutes. Well, we don't want to talk about that. Most of those crashes probably weren't caused by the eclipse itself. They think it had more to do with all the extra traffic. Now, there were other factors that they think came into play. People driving unfamiliar routes, that makes total sense as well. People speeding to get to their viewing area on time. Drivers getting distracted by the eclipse itself. Yeah, see, I'd have to just pull over. Because if I was in the path of totality, even if I wasn't like going to be somewhere to watch it, I would definitely stop to watch it. You don't want to try to do that while you're speeding down the interstate at like 90 miles an hour, right?
There's too many variables there.
Yeah, that's not good. So just pull over and watch it. I get it. And if you don't have enough time, even stop for a second. You can at least say that you saw it for a minute. Pedestrians viewing the eclipse from the side of the road, another big one why accidents jumped during the 2017 event, and more drunk drivers because of eclipse-related activities and celebrations. Now, really, honestly, people, I mean, come on now. We've been joking about going out to Baraboo Bluff Winery, which would be a great place to watch the eclipse with beautiful scenery, some delicious wine, but come on. I mean, do we really need to celebrate to the point where we're on the roads driving drunk? It's an eclipse after all.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, everybody's got to have an excuse for everything, you know?
It is. Yeah. And if for some weather nerds out there and astronomy geeks, this is like their big Super Bowl. So I also understand that. Then just have a backup plan, though. I mean, really, honestly, that's a thing. If you're going to celebrate to that degree because this is so exciting to you, then just have a backup plan. Make sure somebody else is driving. Let's be smart about this.
Or find an Uber or something.
Exactly. Exactly. There are options out there. And instead of driving drunk, that's just dumb. There could be even more crashes this time around, though, especially around the path of totality stretching from Texas to Maine. More people are within driving distance this time. Half of Americans live within 200 miles of the path of totality, which is why I think you're seeing this whole influx of people moving into that particular area. For a lot of people, it's just a day drive, right? So they're going to go check it out and then probably head home and maybe even be at work tomorrow and ready to roll, or maybe even just be an hour or two late and be ready to roll. So I think that's why you're going to see, sure. You know, plus let's face it, in this country on a Monday, we'll use every excuse in the book to not have to be at work. I mean, let's be honest about it, right? Like we'll do whatever we can to not have to be at work on a Monday, especially this time of year when the weather's starting to get a little bit nicer. I mean, that's just kind of how we do things.
And just be safe out there. I have friends that are traveling over to Illinois to see it, but you know, just be careful out there.
Yeah, be smart, make some good decisions. I mean, you know, we don't need to celebrate to the point where we're drunk driving. That's ridiculous. So have a backup plan, or at least, you know your routes. I mean, that's the other thing too. I think that's probably why you see most people getting into accidents, especially during an event like this. You get a lot of extra people on the roads, and then, you know, it's like people coming to your area for the first time have no idea where to go and how, you know, or they're not paying attention to signs or whatever. So just take some extra time if you're going to be out there today watching the solar eclipse. I mean, that's really all we can tell you. But just be smart while you're out there. And for goodness sakes, be careful on the roads. I can't believe that we always have to continually tell people that. I mean, some of these people have been driving for a really long time, and we still have to continue to tell them to be careful on the roads. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, but you know, it's like that first big snowfall or snowstorm that we get.
Where everybody in Wisconsin forgets they live in Wisconsin.
It is sometimes the lightest dusting of snow, barely anything, but people drive as if they've never driven in that kind of weather before. It's insane.
Corey, and I just always laugh. I mean, coming from South Dakota, I mean, he grew up in Michigan. I grew up in South Dakota. Then we moved to Minnesota, and then we moved here. And he's like, do these people not remember ever seeing snow before in their lives? He's like, we do this every single year. I don't know why there's such a conundrum about it. But yes, well, again, we'll tell you, just be careful, even if we're going to tease ourselves about being awfully awful drivers in their first snowflake that we see, which is, you're right, that is always, that's always a treat. Now, we've got some cute little furry friends over at the Sauk County Humane Society that we want to quickly talk about here this morning. Look at those faces. Aww. Oh, my goodness. So we're going to start with our dog of the week, because obviously it's time for Pets of the Week here on Max FM. I love the description they give of this dog. Long-legged and faster than a speeding bullet. His name is Zeus, and he is a one-year, and he does have long legs. He is a one-year-old mixed breed who came into the shelter as a stray. He was very thin, and he was a little bit of a challenge just to find the right combination of food that he would actually eat. Zeus is a bit of a smaller little dude, but he is very active. He's going to require a family that's committed to his training to make sure that his adoption is successful. His leash walks are fair, at least they're being honest with you, right? He can be a little excitable, very jumpy and mouthy, so children in his new home should be a little bit older. He could share his home with another dog who can meet his energy level, and possibly cats. A fenced-in yard would be a good option for outside play. Zeus is neutered, he'll be microchipped, and he'll be up to date on vaccines before going home. He truly does have the longest legs ever. He reminds me a little bit of Aspen, because she's got those long legs and that one ear that sticks straight up, and then the long tail and stuff. So I totally get it. She's not faster than a speeding bullet, though. Not anymore. She used to be. When she gets the zoomies, it's a whole nother
zoomies,
story.
Yeah.
But for the most part, she's kind of like, could you just feed this to me by hand? That would be great. But Zeus is adorable. So if you're interested, definitely check out his profile over at sockhumane.org. Then we have the sweet little cat of the week whose name is Mickey. Mickey, I mean, this is actually Mickey 2. They have two Mickeys in their care right now. He is a one-year-old black and white male domestic short hair. He's a bigger guy who enjoys playing with toys, small mice, wand toys, laser lights as well. And he likes being brushed while he lounges on your lap. Well, don't we all? That just sounds luxurious. Mickey enjoyed some time with a youth volunteer getting lots of lap time. He's a chill guy. He would be a great family addition, especially if you're looking for somebody who's a little bit more laid back. He'll be neutered, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before he goes home. And he is just a sweet little love. He's just gorgeous. He looks like a little Oreo cookie, doesn't he? And then he has his green eyes, and he looks like he has the best eyeliner ever. Like, if you want to know how to apply it, ladies, you just adopt Mickey, because
he's all about the glam. She's all about the glam.
Yeah, you use that as an example, because Mickey's your dude. But he is just absolutely adorable. So check him out over at the website as well. Of course, you can also follow their Facebook page and their website for more of their upcoming events. They've got a few more community events over the next few weeks, including volunteer orientation, which happens to be next Saturday. And of course, they want to make sure you have your walking shoes ready, and you know, leash up the dog, because the 25th annual Paws Walk is Paws Pledge Walk, I should say, is happening on May 4th out at the Baraboo Dog Park from 9 to 1. Now, you can go over to the website, you can be a walker, you can pledge money to another walker. Doesn't really matter. The whole idea is, though, to help out these homeless shelter animals. There's going to be a 1 mile and a 3 mile walk, and they're going to have canine demonstrations from law enforcement dogs. There's going to be food out there, dog agility demos. The Madison Area Herpetology Society will be there. They're going to have a DJ with food and some vendors, and they're also going to be doing some low-cost microchipping, $30 plus tax. So if you're worried about your dog getting out, this is a great way to make sure that they come back to you. And again, if you want more information, or you want to make one of those pledges or pledge to walk, whatever it might be, sockhumane.org for all of the best information. And I will say that right now they need some canned dog food and canned cat food as items that are being requested by the Sauk County Humane Society. Remember, they use that for testing, and sometimes for animals who come in where they're not really sure of the diet yet, or maybe with dental issues, it's the canned foods that help out a little bit more in that respect. So definitely check it out, sockhumane.org. Mickey,
Maddie,
and
I don't
Zeus.
Know if you saw the story or not, but I was reading a story yesterday, which was one of the saddest and yet positive stories that I've read in a long time.
Yeah.
About this family from Wisconsin, this couple from Wisconsin that adopted this dog, I believe in Alabama.
Yep. She's been in rescue there for many, many years.
Had been in the shelter for 11 years.
Yeah.
11 years, and you think about it, that is practically that dog's entire life.
She's 13 years old right now, and she just got adopted.
You know, wow. And we love the work, of course, that they do out at the Sauk County Humane Society. But if you are ever thinking about adopting an animal, please, you know, think about that. Some of these dogs and other animals, they're in the shelters for so long, and they're just looking for a new home.
And some of them just don't do well in the shelters. It's a lot of anxiety for them. Or if they've been in a home before and then all of a sudden they're in this new environment where it's not like the home they were in, it really throws them. Which is why I always implore anybody who's interested in adopting a dog, just make the call. Tell the adoption counselor, because that's essentially what you're working with, or the foster, depending on where you're, you know, looking to adopting from, what you really want in a dog or a cat. And they're going to be able to set you up with best ones, but you have to really take the time to get to know that animal. And please ask to do so not at a shelter surrounding. Maybe take them to a park, have them meet you somewhere, because their personality is going to be so much different. So much different, because sometimes they're scared. Sometimes they don't like the barking of the other dogs. They've already seen people come and go, and they have feelings too. They understand when they're not going home with somebody. So there's a lot at play there. So just take the time to really get to know them a little
bit. Yeah, you don't want to rush in to it, but at the same time, if you're thinking about adding a dog to your household, just go out and meet them.
It's not going to cost you much, and if anything, you know, even if it's the right not the right fit, I mean, you know that, but you've also given that dog a little bit of love for that day to kind of get them through to the next day until their perfect family does come along, and that really is more important than anybody thinks. And so I would just implore you, you know, to even volunteer at some of these organizations. If you're, you know, you can't adopt, you aren't ready for a pet in your home, or for some reason, you know, you're not allowed because you're a renter, you know, sometimes just volunteering is a great way to lift their moods and their spirits a little bit. So, and if you're going to volunteer at the Sauk County Humane Society, awesome. Again, volunteer orientation next Saturday. Otherwise, there's lots of great shelters and rescues around here who also need volunteer help too. So there's lots of options, and just making
every
sure
little
that
bit helps.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So there's been lots of great stories about dogs and adoptions over the last few weeks. And over at the Sauk County Humane Society, I know over this weekend on Friday, they had a little bit of a scare. One of their dogs actually scaled a fence and got out. And the community was a great help in being like, oh, we're seeing him over here. Oh, we're seeing him over here. Mm-hmm. We're seeing them over here. And finally, they were able to set a humane trap, because sometimes that's what you got to do with those skittish dogs, where you put some food and the door comes down. And then they were able to get the dog back in their care. And he is now back at the shelter, being taken care of at the Sauk County Humane Society. But he'd been astray, so he was used to being a little bit of an escape artist and a runner.
Sneaky.
He's like, I need just one last adventure before I find my perfect family.
Look, it's the murder mystery weekend in Baraboo. Got to get out there. Check it out.
Exactly. But it was pretty awesome to see the community come together and be like, ooh, we're seeing him over here, and then given like exact locations and stuff, so that they were able to really kind of keep an eye on him, because they were out kind of following his path most of the day to make sure he was doing okay. But because he was a little bit skittish, they were really imploring the public, please don't go up to him, call us so that we can get him back in our care, because obviously strays, you never know what their background is, and this was a whole new world for him in a new environment. But thanks to the public's help and some quick thinking over at the Humane Society, he is officially back with them and being taken care of.
That's the one thing I will say, is because you and I kind of poo-poo social media all the time.
Sometimes it's good though, right?
Sometimes it's good, and that Facebook group is phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, there's are certain aspects of it I can appreciate. It's, you know, when you're posting conspiracy theories about solar eclipses that you're going to lose
that's
me.
Completely different.
Just a little bit. You're going to lose me. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Not bad today. Looks like we're going to see a little bit of sunshine with a high near 61. Now, this evening, we could see a sprinkle or two. Otherwise, it's going to be partly cloudy down to 42. And the next couple of days is going to be very nice, Finn. Partly cloudy with a high near 60. Maybe taking your dog outside for a walk so they don't get away because, well, maybe that's what he was doing. Maybe he was just trying to enjoy the nice weather. You never know. It was pretty good this, you know, up until Sunday. Friday and Saturday weren't bad weather-wise. And then we take a look at Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high near 65. Really absolutely beautiful. So get outside and enjoy it. Right now, it is 45.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event. This isn't a TV show. No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Maximum Hits.
It's 8:27 right now. Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart on this Solar Eclipse Monday on Max FM.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous. The best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart, and I need you now tonight, and I need you more than ever, and if you falling apart.
nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say. A total eclipse of the heart.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:32, and more than appropriate to hear Total Eclipse of the Heart today as everybody gets ready for the solar eclipse this afternoon. Of course, here in Wisconsin, we will not be in the path of totality, but we should see some, because right now there's not really any clouds. It was like Mother Nature was like, you know what? We've been talking about clouds. You dealt with a little bit more snow and yuck. So we're going to just clear everything out and give everybody a nice day to see the solar eclipse. Maybe she's giving us a little bit of a reprieve. I don't know. I don't like when Mother Nature does that, because that usually means something bad is coming. You know, it's like a give and take relationship, Finn. But for today, the solar eclipse, and everybody's so excited about seeing it, we'll take whatever she's willing to hand out.
Take
right?
what she's going to give us. Yeah. How many people do you think will be listening to Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd?
Well,
today?
That's interesting you bring it up, because we're going to actually talk about that, because I kind of believe there's no better way to celebrate this total solar eclipse than with Dark Side of the Moon from Pink Floyd. Now imagine listening to the closing line, and everything under the sun is in tune, but the sun is eclipsed by the moon as it's literally happening. And all it takes is just a little bit of timing. Okay. So stick with me.
You got to sync it up. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. All right. I'm going to tell you how to do that. Now, to figure out what time to expect the eclipse in our location, you just need to head over to NASA.com. So if you're using Spotify, you'll want to start the album 41 minutes and 53 seconds before the start of the eclipse, because the album's total runtime is 42 minutes and 53 seconds. So for example, now if you're in an Eastern time zone, because you're going to be doing a little traveling today, you'll want to start the album at 2:32:21 p.m. The eclipse is expected to start at 3:14:14 p.m. If you don't feel like listening to the the entire album and you just want to start the last song, Eclipse, 70 seconds before. It's worth mentioning that if you're playing it on CD or vinyl, the total runtime might be a little different, so you might want to double check. Now, as an FYI, if you do this while also syncing the album to The Wizard of Oz, I'm pretty sure you're going to open another portal into a whole different dimension, or at least according to the conspiracy theorists out there. It is interesting that you could sync this whole thing up just by going to NASA.com if you're so inclined to do that. I feel like you have to take this weather thing really seriously and this astronomy thing really seriously in order to do that. But it'd be kind of cool as a backing track.
It'd be really cool,
wouldn't it?
And it's, I mean, it's awesome to have a soundtrack that really pairs up nicely with an event like this.
Right.
And you probably know, I mean, when they wrote the album and when they were recording it and putting it to, it wasn't even, they probably weren't even thinking about something like that.
I know. The last solar eclipse that we had in this country, a total solar eclipse, was 1979. And I was actually listening and watching some news coverage of it over the weekend from 1979, because, yes, I'm kind of nerdy that way. But, yeah, it was actually kind of cool to see and hear them talk about the fact that 2024 would be the next one, and giving the path of totality, which is following exactly where we're at today. So, you know, it's kind of cool how we've been able to predict some of these things and watch some of these things. But I'm sure Pink Floyd was like, we're just trying to make a good album. We want something that sells. And here we are. Now you can sync it all up. So
I wonder if sales actually go up. I mean, I know everybody streams these days, but
yeah,
I wonder.
I don't know. That'd be kind of interesting to know if sales actually go up or if there's more people. It'll be interesting to see Spotify's percentages
playlists
of
and
total,
everything. Yeah.
Yeah. And total downloads and how many people were searching for Pink Floyd and all of that during the solar eclipse. I always find that stuff fascinating because it really is like we want a soundtrack for our lives. Right. And so some of this stuff totally makes sense. Now, if you're going to be at home today because it is, you know, total solar eclipse day, and you want to commemorate the occasion, Ultimate Classic Rock put together a list of 12 movies that also feature solar eclipses. And you can watch them a little before, because obviously this doesn't start till later this afternoon or maybe even this evening, but there's some good ones on here. So at number 12, we'll work our way up, is Lady Hawk, which came out in 1985. I have no idea what that is, but it refers to a solar eclipse.
That's with Matthew Broderick and Rutger Hauer and Michelle Pfeiffer, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's a pretty good
movie.
Cast. I can't believe I've never heard of that. So I might have to look that one up. The Seventh Sign comes in at number 11 from 1988. We have Pitch Black at number 10. That's a movie from 2000. That one doesn't sound like a movie I want to watch, quite honestly.
No, I'm a fan of that movie. Okay. But it doesn't, I don't think it's a movie that would be up your alley.
That's kind of what I thought just by the title of it. I was like, I probably could do without this one.
Yeah.
I think I'll be okay.
Let's hope that strange alien creatures don't fly out of nowhere after the eclipse.
Can you imagine the conspiracy theorists? They'll be rapture and they will be correct and it'll be the most amazing thing ever. Oh my gosh. At number 9, the Wild Thornberrys movie, which came out in 2002. Wolf Creek comes in at number 8 on this list. That's from 2005. If you want something a little different, at number 7 from 2001, Lara Croft Tomb Raider is the movie they suggest. You don't have enough time in the world to get this one in before the eclipse starts. At number 6, Avatar Way of the Water 2022. If you start it right now, it might finally be over at the time the solar eclipse is over.
Maybe.
Oh my gosh. And my husband dove into that one night. He was like, let's watch a movie. And unfortunately, Dexter and I were not in the room when he started picking that movie. And it turned out to be Avatar. Now, let me tell you how great Avatar was. I got in about 10 minutes and then I fell asleep and I woke up the last 10 minutes, which I feel like is how you have to watch Avatar. I feel like watching the first 10, watching the last 10, you pretty much have the gist of it and all is good in the world. So,
and strangely enough, the first time I saw it was in a theater and I had to have 3D glasses, another thing that we needed glasses for.
When you're staring at giant blue creatures, it's like staring at the solar eclipse. You don't want to look directly, apparently. I don't know. At number five on the list is Fantasia. Oh, that's just a good movie anytime. But that came out in 1940. Classic. Yeah. Apocalypto comes in at number four from 2006. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, comes in at number three. Little Shop of Horrors, interestingly enough, is the number two movie on this list from 1986. And number one, if you really want a movie that goes with our solar eclipse today, 2001, A Space Odyssey from 1968 is the movie that ultimate classic rock says that we have to watch during a total solar eclipse, or before or after, to put you in the mood or whatever you want to do. But there you go. That's actually a pretty good list of stuff. You know, I mean, like, I feel like you could make do with that. That'd be a good, like, even if you can't get to it today, that gives you a few more items on your watch list to take care of over the next few weeks.
But so, I got to tell you, if you are listening to Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, then watching 2001 and experiencing the clips, you've had a full day.
Oh,
That's a full day.
Obviously, yes. That is a big day. You're going to be exhausted. So start drinking more coffee now, because you're going to need it to get through.
You're
going to
be in a different headspace later on, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. We can incorporate things into our everyday life.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks this is a weird anomaly. Look at how many options we just gave you to incorporate it into your Monday. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast, Vin. Looks like we're going to have some pretty nice weather over the next few days. Temperatures hanging out in the 60s, which we got to appreciate after the last couple of weeks of snow and cold again and lots and lots of wind. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. Mike Ganger will also have a look at local sports here on Max FM.
Here's a look at your Max FM community calendar. On Friday night, the Portage Elks Club will be hosting their fish fry. This event will be at the Portage Elks Lodge on 201 West Conage Street in Portage, and it'll be from 4:30 until 7:30. They'll have some delicious appetizers of cheese curds and onion rings, and then a fish main course. They also have some shrimp, chicken, or a cheeseburger option as well. Again, this is all going down on Friday, the Portage Elks Lodge fish fry from 4:30 until 7:30. The Reedsburg Area Medical Center is going to be hosting Vet Fest for 2024. This event will be on Saturday, April 13th. Runners and walkers are invited to participate in the half marathon, 5K run walk, or 1 mile kids fund run. This 14th annual event will be raising money for local veteran organizations, as well as RAMC's foundation and its mission to support RAMC, as well as the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. All funds raised are going to be returned back to the community. Again, this is happening on Saturday. It'll get started at 8 a.m. Check out the RAMC Facebook page for additional details. And it's also time for the monthly Reedsburg VFW Buffet Breakfast. This is going to be happening on Sunday from 8 a.m. until noon. Reedsburg VFW Post 1916 will be hosting it. They'll have delicious omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, and more. $10 per person. Children under 10 are $1 for each year of age. And of course, all proceeds will go right back to helping veterans, their families, and community programs. Again, this is Sunday, April 14th, 8 a.m. until noon.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Baraboo Thunder River baseball team drops a pair to open up conference play this weekend, both at McFarland. 5-4 loss in game one and 4-0 shutout loss in game two. Team is 2-3 for this early season. Also on Saturday, Reedsburg, a pair of victories, 6-1 over Stoughton, and then a 9-3 victory also over the Vikings. Sauk Prairie, a 3-2 win on Saturday against Wisconsin Heights. And Portage takes down Poinette 2-0, the final in that one. In softball over the weekend, it was Reedsburg with a 16-6 win against Royal. Sauk Prairie falls to Lodi on Friday 9-2, and Poinette got a 6-2 victory over West Salem to end last week. Finally, it seems like Mother Nature should cooperate and we'll have a jam-packed schedule of events this week. First off, today, the baseball team for Baraboo is going to be at Wautoma High School. 5 o'clock is the first pitch for that one. And softball for the T-Birds are set to host Monona Grove tonight out at Pierce Park. 5:30 will be the first pitch for it. Reedsburg tonight, it's the soccer team going to be at DeForest High School at 6:30. Sauk Prairie baseball is going to be at Platteville tonight at 5 o'clock. The softball team will be hosting Platteville also at 5. And Portage baseball is going to be at Richland Center tonight, 5 o'clock first pitch for it as well. Again, if the weather cooperates, a jam-packed week of events. Check out the schedule for all the details. Women's national champions are crowned as South Carolina gets the 87-75 win over Iowa. Men's title game will be tonight. It is UConn versus Purdue. TBS 8:20 is the tip-off for it. Bucks with a rough weekend. They drop one to the Raptors on Friday, 117-111, and then follow that up with a 120-109 home loss to the New York Knicks. Team has just 4 games left in the regular season. Still plenty to be cited from a playoff seeding standpoint. The Bucks are 15 games back from Boston, but just 1 game up on both Orlando and New York, and only a game and a half ahead of Cleveland, and just 2.5 games ahead of Indiana. Those teams represent 3, 4, 5, and 6 right now in the postseason. And the great start to the season continues for the Brew Crew. They get a 6-5 win against Seattle on Friday, follow that up with a 5-3 loss on Saturday, but bounce right back with a 12-4 victory yesterday. Team is 6-2 to open up this early season. They'll be back at it tonight. They've got a 4-game set in Cincinnati against the Reds. Aaron Ashby will get the start this evening for the Crew. Graham Ashcraft will counter for the Reds. First pitch is at 5:40. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 60 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at about 10 to 15 today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 58. By Wednesday, partly cloudy, with a high of 67. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7.
Hide, 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 because my love.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:50 right now, and time to do a little celebrating, Finn, on this Monday. I mean, not that the solar eclipse isn't enough, but there's a bunch of other stuff we want to get to here. So we're going to start out with, there's a lot of animal-based ones. Let's work our way into a couple of them, okay? So first of all, it's National Zoo Lovers Day today, which today would be a perfect opportunity to head over to the Ochsner Park Zoo and check out what's happening over there, see how the animals are doing, because it's just a gorgeous day all the way around, right before the solar eclipse comes, I guess. I don't know.
Nice day for it. Yeah.
Yeah, it is absolutely gorgeous outside. It's also, this is a horrible one, National Dog Fighting Awareness Day. Is this brought to us by Michael Vick from so long ago? Probably not. But anyway, apparently he is reformed, so we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But yeah. we all know that there are these rings that pop up around the country, and we've all seen the effects that it has on dogs and why so many breeds get really, really bad reputations. Because, well, when you're born to be nothing but a fighter and you're constantly kept in scenarios where you're meant to scrape for food and where you're being attacked all the time. And yeah, I can't imagine that you'd be very congenial with people, right? I can imagine that'd be difficult. So this is just one of those days to really keep in mind that these actually exist in the world, and that they're trying to be, you know, as many states are trying to break these up like crazy. But I'm sure it's kind of hard to do as well. But National Dog Fighting Awareness Day, which also leads us to our next animal one, Dog Farting Awareness Day. Completely different, right?
Did that over the weekend.
Oh, man. Aspie does it every time she stands up to stretch and look out a window. It's hilarious. Now, like humans, all dogs, you know, have a little gas every now and then. Doesn't matter their age, their size, or their breed. Sometimes people like to blame their own stinkiness on the dogs, but sometimes dogs really are to blame. So if you have a dog, you're thinking of adopting a dog, something you should definitely be aware of. It's not all glitz and glamour all the time, people. Sometimes you got to do the dirty work, too, literally and figuratively.
Now, but Maddie, at least we know, we don't have to ask the question,
right?
What did you eat?
Right.
Because we know what they ate.
Exactly. Unless you're Aspen and you're constantly digging in the grass, then sometimes I got nothing. I really got nothing.
Snossages have always had a rather ill effect on several of the dogs that I have owned in the past.
My goodness. Aspie doesn't even have an excuse. She can't have any of that stuff, nor does she actually get that stuff. She just, I think it's just a natural thing for her.
No cheese and bacon stuff for her.
She doesn't get any of that. The main culprit for dogs is swallowing air, which happens when they eat too quickly. And sometimes you'll see it when dogs, there's more than one dog eating from the same bowl because they have to compete for food. Now, Aspie doesn't have to compete with anybody for anything. She just eats really, really quickly because she loves her food so darn much. Corey calls it mommy food because I make it for her and she's always very excited to get it. She loves mommy food. She loves it even better when her mommy food is being made because a few bits might fall and she might get a little bite
scraps,
here and there.
Yeah.
And she also gets puppy balls, which are coconut balls with coconut oil and peanut butter and oats in them. Those are her treats because, as we've talked, Aspie has a sensitive tummy, and so I have to make her most of her stuff in order to keep her at her prime optimal health. Sometimes I think that I could have a little bit more of a slug. I'd be okay if she was just a little bit more sluggish, but you know, to keep away the dog farts too. Well, we keep things on a nice healthy level for her.
We spend a lot of time with them, so we want that time to be good, pleasant time.
That's right. You want a good smelling puppy, not anything awful. It's also Draw a Picture of a Bird Day today. Nope, I think I'll pass. Not to mention the fact that I have plenty to choose from out here and listen to. I don't need a picture. I've got plenty out here at Goose Poop Pond. Between the bird that finally came back that sounds like a kookaburra, I'm telling you, because it really truly does. Be here for about 2 weeks. between the geese and the cranes and then the blue jays that now like to sing really loudly that the sun is out. Yeah, we've got quite
get the plethora, quite the cacophony going on out there.
We do. I don't need a picture. I can see them all. I can hear them all, and it's fine. The other night, Corey was trying to do some things, and he had some recordings to do here on Goose Poop Pond, and he was in our little home studio, and the geese, not even joking, were so loud along the shore. He actually went outside to see if there was something bothering them, because you could hear the water splashing, and they were just honking like crazy, and it was picking up. Our microphone's a really good microphone, so it's sensitive. It was picking up all of the geese in the background. So he was like, what am I supposed to do about that? I was like, I don't know. If you can get them to go away, I said, I'll be in forever debted. But I said, I don't think that that's probably going to happen. So he had to like switch positions and turn the microphone a little bit and all that kind of stuff to get the
trying
geese
to get
out
away from the geese sound effect. Now, I will say that that's actually one of the few things that I miss about living out at the barn.
Sure.
Was we used to have an owl that was in close proximity to our house.
Yep.
And I loved hearing that owl. And that's one of the very few things that I miss about that place.
I like the cranes. The cranes are fun to listen to.
Yeah.
The geese.
And you had loons for a while, too.
We had loons for a while. There's still appearances of them out here on Goose Poop Pond. Apparently, we have like a community page that I subscribed to a long time ago, and I had no idea. So once in a while, there's still a spotting of them in different parts of the lake. So there is that. But no. I like the cranes. The loons are kind of cool. I could do without the geese. The geese just get annoying after a while because they never stop honking either. If there's a whole bunch of them out here, like it sometimes happens, they never stop. They're never quiet.
They're boisterous.
I had no idea they had to make noise in order to go to sleep. I don't know what that is, but it's really annoying for the rest of the world. Today is also National All Is Ours Day. This is a day devoted to appreciating all the things of beauty around us. And one way that we can observe it is by reflecting on the great things in life that are open for everyone to enjoy. Nature, perhaps the greatest of these, or astronomy, since, you know, it is solar eclipse day. Mm-hmm. You never know. Mm-hmm. So that's a good one. I like that. And then we round out the day with National Empanada Day. Now, they're celebrated today. They're turnover pastries made of dough that's wrapped around a wide range of savory as well as sweet fillings. They can be baked, they can be fried, hot, cold. They can be a main, they can be a side dish. Meats most commonly stuffed in an empanada. That includes chicken, beef, or steak. Sometimes you'll get some pork in there, ham, fish, shrimp. No, we could do without the fish and the shrimp. some other common fillings, though, include garlic, onion, tomatoes, mushrooms, corn, chili peppers, potatoes, and cheese. Actually, an empanada reminds me a little bit of a pasty from the UP.
Yeah.
They kind of do. That's what a pasty is. Because the first time Corey gave me one long, long ago when we were dating, and I had never been there and I'd never had a pasty, he handed me this thing and he's like, it's a pasty. I said, it's an empanada. And he goes, that is not what we call them here. I was like, isn't that essentially what they are?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's kind of an Irish equivalent to those too. Yeah, I can get down with that.
I know. That sounds good though today. I mean, you know, if you're thinking about dinner tonight, dinner is served. I mean, have an empanada. Everything can be in it. You can get all your food groups in it. I will not call a pasty though ever again an empanada. That is just word for the wise.
Wrong.
Those youpers got really bent out of shape about it. I was like, essentially, that's what it is. I mean, that's pretty much what it is. But okay, that's fine. Pasty it is. Whatever you want me to call it, I'm there. I've got this for you. Taking a look at your forecast today. Mostly cloudy, 61 for a high. Now, that's what we keep being told. But right now, it's full blue sky. So I think this is just Mother Nature's little gift to us and saying, enjoy the solar eclipse today. That's what I'm going to go with. She gives us very few gifts in life, Finn. But I feel like today she might have gifted us something because this weekend, that was a big conversation, even among the like on the Weather Channel and among all the big news stations, is will anybody even be able to see the solar eclipse? And I was just looking at some different like social media posts from some of the National Weather Service outlets in the path of totality, and their clouds are clearing out there, which was totally not expected today either. So I guess that's some good news. So we'll take what we can get. Now, this evening, we could see a sprinkle or two, otherwise partly cloudy with a low near 42. And then the next couple of days, beautiful. Partly cloudy, 60 tomorrow, 65 on Wednesday. Right now, it's 49.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie.